$45,000?
Still.
I can't get over it. For a Focus?
It's a rally Focus.
Wait until next year. It's going to be $48,000.
With the same gas mileage.
With the same gas mileage. Yeah. Probably less.
Gas mileage like the Hot Rods at happy hour. Sorry. I'm not my usual cheerful. $45,000. That's insane. And then, of course, we got the bearer of bad news, Richard Hoskins.
Damn. Could have been the bearer of bad news.
Let's talk economy cars. Next time.
This is not what I said.
This is why we don't let you pick the restaurant we eat at. You know?
I didn't say we're going to talk about economy cars. We were talking about specifically the muscle car era coming to the end. Those gentlemen and ladies growing up and just happened to be buying what at the time was
I must be like Peter Pan. I must never grew up because I still like hot rods.
Hey, man, I'm driving a Dodge Murata, brother. I mean, all the hot rods that come.
He hasn't grown up.
I don't say it keeps the women off of it.
I'm telling you. You can't pry. That's really keeps all that armor all inside of it. They slide right off of
that's
it.
That's right.
Nothing sticks to it.
Chick magnet.
Something like that.
Murata.
Hey, the ladies love it.
the
no, they
ladies
don't.
Love it. No, all one don't. Of them.
No, I haven't met that one yet.
I'm pretty sure I need to look this up. I need to Google it to double check, fact check myself. If I ain't mistaken, I think I read something about the Murata in the Kama Sutra. I'm just saying.
I think. Never mind. I'm not going down that rabbit hole.
FCC. Okay.
It's the only one registered in South Carolina.
Running
the Murata Owners Club of America.
It's Richard, the fastest Richard, running Murata.
Richard and this guy
in Berea.
Well, I do want to point out that automotive writer Patrick Rawl has liked both of my last Murata pictures because he is an owner.
The owner?
Yeah, he's got a Murata.
The so way you said that, I feel like I'm at an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting and you just said you're an addict.
I mean, in the car world. Owner. In the car world, he's pretty famous, and he likes my Murata.
I have a
Murata. Tim, we're going to have to get him a shirt made now. The fastest Murata in Berea.
Berea.
I think it's the only one, and I'm still not sure it's the fastest.
Well, if you're the only one, you got to be the fastest. Like
I mean, he's kind of like, well, it's not the owner's too, but he owns them both.
Yeah, well.
The world's slowest and the world's fastest.
Yeah, they both slow right now.
But they both.
They both run the same speed right now.
Alt. Zero.
They run double alt.
Double alt. So, oh.
We got off the total subject.
So we're talking about, so first of all, we brought Professor in.
That's it.
You're got to bring hot water, hot rods and happy hour. See, it's messing with my mojo talking about economy cars.
I got you double thinking.
I get all revved up and it messes with me. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Then, of course, we got bona fide Tim Greer in the studio. And the reason we have him in the studio right now is Tim is like my support animal.
Is he a spirit animal?
Because he's a hot rod. He's a hot rod guy. Like, I need all the help I can get on this side because of people like you, Professor. $45,000,
dude. You're the one that just said Tim's your spirit animal.
We're gonna get.
I'm gonna wake up.
I can see
up.
You and Tim. I'm gonna you laying
up,
on the couch.
I'm gonna
so
wake up
doing
tonight.
So
in the middle of the night, in a cold sweat.
We seen a bear walk through the Cracker Barrel a while ago, and you are comparing me to this bear that walked through.
You did what now? So,
we saw a
there
bear.
There was a guy that walked through the Cracker Barrel a while ago. Had a dog. Resembled a bear.
Why the hell was there a dog in the Cracker Barrel?
Support dog. It was a support animal.
Why is Tim here? Hell, I don't know. He needed some help. That's why.
He's Rob's therapist this week. You're going to lay on the couch, and he's going to go do
Tim,
the therapy.
I'm telling you.
You know, he's bona fide and everything. He can be a therapist.
He's certified and everything.
I've never wanted to bang my head against the microphone before.
Try it. That's what I've been doing the whole damn show.
Patrick said no. Nope.
Patrick's going to say no to everything.
If I suggest it,
you
more
got
likely.
To have.
I don't want bad sounding audio going through the airwaves, so I downvote this.
I got you. But this is the thing I got to tell you about Patrick.
He only said no because I suggested it.
I'm going to tell you something. Next time you make a suggestion, I'm going to say no.
It's a good show subject.
He had a very good point we have not covered.
We're halfway through the show.
But we're getting there, okay?
We touched on it
gas
one time.
Gas mileage has not changed in 50 years.
It hasn't.
On economy cars.
The only car that the gas mileage has improved on is a Tesla. Period. Yeah. They made an electric car that'll run the range it's got.
To the better
of without it. Burning gas.
280 miles.
280 miles.
That's what we've been told.
On a tank of battery.
On 2D batteries.
On 2D cell batteries. But you still don't get that. And they still can't make a damn Civic that gets past 48 miles per gallon.
I guarantee you I can get them 300 miles on a bona fide battery.
On a bona fide battery. I bet you I got 310 in me.
Is that one of them big cranks?
That's right. Big old crankers.
It's a good one. It's
a big crank in one of my Daytonas.
The bona fide triple X battery.
So we know the secret ingredient, but we can't say anything about it.
That's right.
Don't say nothing about that.
Don't even mention
the secret ingredient.
That's a trade secret. That's between me and Interstate.
That's right.
But, so, yeah, we're talking about economy cars. And, you know, there was a lot of fails with economy cars through the years. You know, the 70s economy cars got real popular. You know, the Hondas and the import cars started getting popular. And then you had General Motors jumping in. And, you know, of course, Ford jumped in and made some.
Mopar.
Exactly. But I got one for you. But you even had luxury car companies jumping in.
Yep, sure did.
I saw a Cadillac Cimarron the other day.
Exactly.
And you are excited about that.
Well, I just haven't seen one since like 1989.
You're like a kid at Christmas.
That is the way people look at the red light when they see that Murata.
I saw a Murata.
Did you see the look on his face? That's awesome. And I do feel it. When I pulled in, I started smiling.
I did.
Muratas make you happy.
That's right.
That's going to be a new sticker for your back window.
Yep. Muratas make you happy.
I'm going to get made up. Muratas make you happy.
In Belton.
In Belton.
I wouldn't drive that car to Belton. Man, I took a damn leap of faith to drive it here.
I'll follow you home, Richard.
And I'm not home yet.
Okay, so you're on the way home to my house. So.
But we're talking about the Cadillac Cimarron. This car was doomed from the word go. One, they started with a Cavalier.
Yeah, yep. It's a terrible idea.
With a 2.8 V6 in it.
Well, at first I had a 1.8 liter four-cylinder, then a 2-liter four-cylinder.
Yeah. And then the 2.8. See what I'm talking about this guy?
I swear.
So, but the Cadillac,
can't say nothing
but they
the
had
rim.
A luxury approach to economy. Now, economy is luxury. If you notice that, though, like to get high fuel mileage and all that, the car is uberly expensive.
You got
to
have every option.
I mean, there's no such thing as a cheap Econobox.
Did I tell y'all that a couple weeks ago that I had my ass handed to me by a
Kia Stinger.
Kia Stinger. Could not believe it.
They are fast.
And they are fast.
I'm going to tell you, I didn't fill up. I went directly to Motor Mile, and I said, I got to see one of these. And it was $55,000.
There ain't no economy there.
And I said, I didn't feel that bad. You know, I
that you got outrun
Trailblazer
by.
Trailblazer SS with a 6.0 in it, and I was all gung-ho, ready to go.
And then
got my ass handed to me.
By Kia.
I went straight home.
Yep. He said,
ruined your day.
I'm going to hang my helmet up. I cannot believe it. Quits.
Took my bona fide sticker off the back and everything.
Get you. My head hung in shame.
But in shame. But you know what? At the end of the day, though, he's still driving a Kia.
Yep.
I'm just saying.
Man, I bet it wasn't paid for.
I think the Trailblazer and the Caddy might be an all right run.
See, professors, that's how he got the Mustang guy.
That's how
I'm
he
suckered
you.
Yep. That's how he works his hustle. He does that like,
and I got one arm.
Run. Yeah, he'll play that. He'll play that hand on you.
I'll put it out the window.
I'm just flapping in the wind. That's how he gets you.
I got you. I got you.
Oh, matter of fact, somebody we got a funny picture of me standing next to the Kia sign making a funny face. But anyway, guys, stay tuned. We're talking all about economy cars and everything else right here on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. As always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to Dallas, Texas.
And, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
Man, it feels good to be right back on schedule.
What do you mean?
Well, we're just flowing again.
I love it.
I know.
I love it. And then, of course, we have bona fide Tim Greer here.
That's right.
He is anti-economy.
That's right.
You hot rod all the way. Exactly. That's what I like about you.
Bona fide popsicle.
He's got a turbocharged utility truck.
Exactly.
On airbags or static? No.
Static. Bags are for groceries.
I rode in that thing on Saturday. That thing is cool.
Yeah, it is.
Dragon running board.
Every part on it is used.
I like it. It's got a good
look.
The
one thing I will say about the turbo, antique turbo, you get antique turbo results.
Exactly. Turbo lag.
It ain't like what you think it would be.
I believe my CPAP machine has more blow by it. More pressure.
After you get to Charlotte, it starts spooling to about 3 pounds
of
pressure.
If you just hold it down for an hour,
you're at 3 pounds of boost.
Yep. Now, believe it or not, it does kick up to 10 pounds of boost, but you're...
That's from here to Myrtle Beach without letting
off. Keep in mind, you can make chili in the crock pot faster than doing that. But...
It's not econo car.
No, it's not econo.
How's gas mileage on that thing?
I don't know.
He said, we in the twos?
Yeah.
Credit card threes. Per trip.
It's more like miles per gallon or gallons per mile.
Something like that. You know, GPM.
Yeah.
But we're talking about economy cars. And you know, we're talking about hits and misses with the economy cars. And like Tim, now he's talking about mini trucks. Where did those go? Mini trucks ain't mini no more.
I think you're 10 years younger than me. And you had the Nissan. But I remember the guys younger than me fixing the little Nissans up. And I think they're going to be coming back if there's any around.
Well, that's the thing. Where do they go?
They're still the old Popeye trucks.
Yeah, there's a few running around. But most of them, you know, got dogged out or ran into trash dump too many times and just been scrapped out. Plus, the cash for clunkers took out a ton of this stuff. You know, that cash for clunkers here in South Carolina, I don't know if it was worldwide or I don't know.
There's one Murata they missed.
Yeah. You know, but that cash for clunkers took out a lot of good vehicles.
Yep.
In its time.
And it left the Murata.
It was meant to be.
It was hiding in the barn. It was stocking in the barn.
Oh, Leroy Brown was pushing it.
Leroy Brown must have been in prison. That thing must have been sitting at his mama's house under the carport because... That thing would have been the perfect candidate.
Hey, I want to hear the story of getting a Murata.
How does one find that? Like, do you see?
You was looking for a Murata.
I was looking for a car.
I'd feel better if you were hunting your new girlfriend on Craigslist.
Right? Yeah. The day that I bought the Murata.
Yeah, you got rid of your Daytona.
The next day I went and got the Murata. I didn't know you then, but I had an 86 Dodge Daytona Turbo Z. That was very nice.
Yeah.
I spun a rod bearing leaving one of our shows, actually coming back to my house, and sold it to a buddy who's putting an engine in it. But I had a little money, and I was like, I need something. You know, I need an old car to play with. And I was just looking on Craigslist, like, randomly, and I saw the Murata. And I was like, I showed it to my dad.
Did not type in any word search?
No. I wouldn't have.
Yeah, have you ever thought about next time that you just want to randomly search Craigslist? Why don't you look at the pets or personals? Anything but the car section. Because
don't
have trouble.
And don't have one more question for you.
Was the guy single that sold you the car?
No. He took it in on trade from Leroy Brown. Leroy owed him
the
some
real
money.
Leroy Brown.
Yeah,
the
I'll show you a picture of the
whole
title.
Town. We know.
Yeah, I bought the car was titled in Leroy Brown's name.
Jim Croce wrote a song about the man that owned the Murata.
He's got a custom Continental. He's got a Dodge Murata too. You remember that?
No.
That's a song.
I think that's Eldorado. You just heard it wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not 100 on that.
Tim's going back to his record player tonight. Going to track that song down.
I still got the title. I can show it to you.
Really?
Yes. That was Leroy Brown's car.
That is. It was
owned
by Leroy
Brown. You doubled the value.
It worked on me.
The Leroy Brown.
The Leroy Brown.
I went and test drove the thing. We worked out a deal. Like I said, my dad drove it hour and a half home. It ran beautifully. I drove from my dad's house to my house. I parked it in my driveway. I was going to go pack cigarettes, and the damn thing stalled.
Which is three doors down.
Yeah. It's like 150 yards.
All right, next question. Have you ever had a female in that car?
No. We're not counting dogs.
He is thinking way too hard on this.
I think my ex-girlfriend might have rode in it once.
I think.
And the key to that is...
Well, and I'll never forget.
She is the ex-girlfriend now.
When I got it, the passenger door didn't open. And she did ride in it because I was going to let her in. I said, oh, I'm sorry, the passenger door doesn't open. And she laughed. She said, of course it doesn't.
I've had the same love for Buick wagons. And women absolutely hate them.
Yeah, I wonder why.
I don't know. I had one with a custom tag called the Wood.
You ever thought?
And that doesn't pick up chicks?
Huh? Absolutely not.
Tim, I'm going to step out on a limb.
What's so good about it is you had room in the back to do anything you wanted to do. But
you ain't doing that in a Buick, though, that's for sure.
It didn't matter how big the woman was. You could fit her in there.
That's not your grandma's Buick.
No, it is grandma's Buick. That's the problem. This is the problem. You ever thought it might just be you? You know, just saying. Maybe it ain't the Buick.
No, it's not. Oh, no. I could walk away from the Buick, go in the club, come out. She'd leave.
She was fine.
Yep.
Seen the Buick. She's gone.
Can we get a taxi?
Tag, you know.
Huh, that's weird.
I loved them 90 model Buick.
You talking about the big bubble Roadmasters?
Yeah, the Roadmasters.
Roadmaster Impala SS wannabe.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
Did it have the
wood on the side?
And did it have the little skylights on the very tip top?
Yes, it did.
Yeah.
And you had trouble picking up women in that?
Yeah.
Man.
I've
never had trouble picking up women, but in there. I got them to the parking lot. They changed their mind, drove down.
You ever thought about lifting with your knees? You said picking up women.
Yeah.
No.
My roommate and I were going to dinner one night, and this is one of the times that the Murata was running. And I said, do you want to take it? And she just looked down at the ground, shook her head, and laughed and said, no.
Really? I bet you got some good roommate stories.
She said, I like this. Is it bad when your roommate just told you she just wants to be friends?
It's only when I'm around the Murata.
Yeah.
Can we get an Uber?
Yeah. How about an Uber?
Does it park inside?
I keep it in a carport.
Yeah. And the Cadillac stays outside.
No, the
actually,
Cadillac.
Yes, right now, but she's moving out, so the Cadillac will reclaim its
place.
That's
nice. You let your roommate stay in the carport.
That's nice of you.
Remind me on break, and I'll tell you why.
Oh, Lord. Guys, stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. And as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
How about a shout out to the Great White North, Green Bay, Wisconsin?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's a town.
It is. All right. I just want to make sure Wisconsin.
I think I've seen that on a t-shirt.
Seems like it's green and yellow.
Cheesehead.
Something like that. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
And then, of course, we got the man with the plan, Tim Gurr.
That's me.
Mr. Bonafide himself.
That's me, myself.
That's you.
The ice cream salesman.
The ice cream man.
That's horrifying.
He's showing me Buick. You're talking about Muradas. He's showing me Buick station wagons. Patrick drives an FJ Cruiser. Okay, I'm not feeling good right now. I'm out of my safe zone.
Do you need to make fun of my FJ Cruiser to feel better?
It helps.
You can go ahead.
Thank you. So anyway, Patrick's actually getting married this weekend. The producer is getting married.
He is. That's right.
I think he's already married.
Yeah.
Richard's been thinking he's been married since July for some odd reason.
So Patrick's getting, I get the best, but this is the thing.
Can I just explain the story real fast?
Sure.
Richard, every week that we, you know, come in here and we record, since the middle of July. Patrick, you got married yet? I'm pretty sure you've gotten married. Like, I was there. I was hanging out with your sister-in-law. And he just keeps he adds a new joke every single week. So finally, this next time we record, he doesn't have that excuse anymore. Because I will have been married.
You just don't remember. You don't remember the bachelor party, so how are you going to remember the wedding?
Exactly.
How's your sister-in-law doing?
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's what I was going to say. Now it's just going to go right back to the sister-in-law.
So, but this is the thing, though. I will say this. I bet you they don't drive away in the FJ Cruiser.
Man, I hope not.
You know what the first thing somebody's going to say? Hey, way no girl married a guy drives one of those things.
I think we might be driving away in one of the older style FJ Cruisers.
Does the headlight work?
Yes, Kobe.
Your headlight's normally out.
When has it been out recently?
Most of the time.
Like, yeah, most of the time. Two-thirds of the time you have a burnout headlight.
In the past 6 months, they've all been fine.
We worry about your safety.
Yeah.
We worry about
your
safety.
So that's why I drive an FJ Cruiser.
And well, this is a proud moment.
I wanted to wait until I had the appropriate opportunity to do this, but I am going to allow Patrick and his bride-to-be to take the Murata with them.
No! I don't believe you will.
That's my personal wedding gift to you.
You could drive it all the way to the airport.
I would rather have a handshake, to be real with you, as a gift.
That was mean.
From Bilton.
About a Spartanburg shoe shine.
There's so many hidden innuendos in this. We're talking about economy cars.
My eyes are watering.
Oh, Lord.
My eyes are watering.
Oh, I miss old Vinny. I do.
He was a good guy.
He was a trip.
Vinny, he's probably listening because he liked us. So Vinny, wherever you are, man.
His work ethic left a little to be desired, but you know what? He was okay as a guy.
So does ours.
You know, yeah, I'm with you. You know, but we're talking about economy cars. And Richard, now, this was your baby. And me and Tim and Kobe have carried you this far.
Yep. So bring us home.
Bring us home. What do you want to talk about, economy cars?
Well, again, this all started when a customer of mine was talking about his ragged out Mustang Mach 1, and he got married, and they were having a baby. He said, yeah, I sold it, and I bought a new 72 Pinto. And that's what I mean. Start thinking about that. Is it was during the gas crisis and
how
all that.
How ragged out could his Mach 1 be in 72?
Maybe that's where the depression part of all that come in.
That's what I was asking earlier.
Because, I mean, when you get rid of your muscle car and go to a Pinto, I could see some depression kicking in.
Yeah.
I mean, that's rough.
I could see a lot of
depression.
I do
have a good economy car story.
You got an economy car story?
My old sales guy named Jimmy Harbert.
Harbert.
He run the Ford store in Easley, South Carolina, years ago. And he actually done the research on, I guess it was the millennial of the time, that all these kids had these Hondas. They got married and started having kids. So he went out, I don't know, you do some kind of government search or whatever on people having these Hondas registered to them. And so he was a Ford salesman. And all these people of this age in their early 20s was going to go to a SUV because they started getting more than one kid. So he actually, this was genius of him, he actually sent them an appraisal on their car in the mail to have it come in and trade it in without even seeing it and sold the fire out of Ford Explorers.
That's wow. Ingenious.
That is a good
That's
idea.
A crafty sales tactic.
This is before all the internet
calls
deal.
Taking cold calls to the next level.
Yep. This is before all the internet look them up. You know, he had to go to the courthouse or wherever you register your car at.
That's better than the guy that I worked with at the Ford store.
And he had all the Hondas in the world.
That was better than the guy that I worked at with the Ford store that looked up all the people with the last name Edge and called them up and said, "We got a brand new Ford with your name on it." That's a true story. Yeah, and he actually sold two because of that.
Really?
He went through the Greer phone book calling everybody with the, you know how many Edges are in the Greer phone book? Yeah. A lot. And he called them
all. I know how many Greers
all.
Aren't.
Yeah, exactly. But you know what I'm saying? I got a brand new Ford with your name on it. Come on
now.
Down.
You had to meet. That's pretty clever.
But that guy was very ingenious when it came to getting the floors.
Slick,
I mean,
that's slick.
That was before Google, you know, 411, anything.
Before
411. I mean, it was
911.
When he told me, I said, "How are you doing this?" Because everybody was, you know, going crazy. How are you pulling this off? And people was just coming in the door with these little postcards.
I'm not
and
sure.
He,
it was
he knew exactly. See, you think about this. When you look it up, he knew exactly what the mileage it was on the car, on average.
Yeah.
And he knew what the car was. He knew what the value of it was. So he would give them a trade-in value before they ever got there. He had the deal done on paper, and mailed it to them, and sold hundreds of Ford Explorers.
He should have been salesman of the year.
Oh, he was. Yep.
Probably of the decade.
He was. Yep. And then they realized all these crappy Hondas.
And it was outselling, you know, is it easily? It's a little bitty Ford store way on past, I think it was past Clemson maybe, I don't know.
Well, it easily ain't
it's
past
a little
Clemson.
Bitty, I think it's where you told me the other day they're building the Trans Am's at now.
Wahala?
That's Belton.
Is that Belton?
That's Belton.
No way.
That's a good place to get haircuts and new Fords.
That's why he loved Belton so much.
He's always such a happy guy. Always,
this show just keeps coming back to Belton.
He always had a fresh haircut. That boy was...
But that was my
right and tight.
That's really the only mini car story I've got. Our economy.
Shout out to Belton.
Oh, no discounts.
We're going to offend somebody.
Property
in
values
tonight.
In Belton had just risen by about 30% tonight.
It might have been Belton Ford.
I think. Well, I think
it's the old style Ford.
Yeah, it's
the
old
glass
school.
Windows.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, that was it.
Selling exploders.
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 You wouldn't believe how many of them I got in the junkyard today.
You know what's crazy is what the square, like that, what was square body Explorers?
89 through 90 94?
Or 91. Yeah, yep, 394. Yep. And then in
those
95,
things are getting on the money.
Really?
Yes. Nice square body Explorers.
Especially the Eddie Bauer ones.
Are really? Getting
there was
on
one
the
that
money.
Just went across Barrett Jackson. It was a 91 Eddie Bauer edition. Good looking, low miles. Went for like $39,000.
How did it survive?
Exactly. That's why it brought so much money.
I know a girl.
Carport.
I know a girl who in 91, her daddy wanted a loaded out Explorer, and he ordered one in that strawberry metallic, and it had every option you could get, but it was on an XLT. He wouldn't buy an Eddie Bauer because he said he wouldn't own a car with another man's name on it. So he just like loaded out an XLT, and they kept it for like 20 years.
So we're... Hmm. We're cutting Eddie out of this.
Yeah, he said, I'm not having another dude's name on my car.
Get out of here, Eddie.
He forgot all about Henry Ford.
Oh, exactly.
Man, you got to make concessions.
I mean, you know what? I mean, if you want to get technical,
yeah,
I mean, Tim serves a good point. Henry beat Eddie to it years before.
That's right.
I'm just saying.
But, yeah, that was just on Barrett Jackson over the weekend.
Yeah, but that's those crazy. Square Explorers are going nuts right now.
And I don't have none. I crushed them all.
Yeah, well, wow. You should have kept
like the dinosaurs did in Jurassic
Park.
That's
like the little Bronco 2s. Them things are bringing
crazy. No, they are bringing crazy money.
I couldn't tell you why. There's nothing good about a Bronco. Like any sequel, they suck.
Yep.
And the Bronco 2 is no better.
Yep.
That's an economy car for you there.
What's
that?
Dangerous.
That was a 2.9.
V6.
That's
always rattled.
Well, they're just they're
rattled.
Dangerous. Top heavy, short wheelbase.
Yep.
I mean, you take a CJ5 and just add another 700 pounds of roof on there, and that's what you got. Yeah. I mean, it's a death trap.
I'm telling you. Economy cars, death traps. We're talking about them this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour. Stay tuned. We got more.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts in the studio. And as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hour's financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
Shout out to Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Well, we guess so.
I mean, I wasn't sure about that. I got a truck coming in from Missouri. No, it's the wrong one. It's Missouri.
Same thing.
It's whatever. The whole globe thing, I ain't got yet. It's over there. Like I got booked for a car show in London. I had to look it up.
I thought I was going to Kentucky.
Isn't that right below Louisville?
It's 3 hours away. Nope. 30 hours away.
So we got Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel / travel agent, Kobe Miller.
What's going on? Now that's bona fide travel agents.
That's right.
Look it up, 555, travel.
Travel.
His slogan is, you're going somewhere.
We book it all.
We got bona fide himself, Tim Greer, in the studio.
I am here.
He said, yes, I am. So polite. So, Professor, this is your baby. You're talking about economy cars. You got 9 minutes.
Yeah, we didn't even talk about what my whole idea for the show was. So I feel like you're putting a lot on me
for
personally
straight.
For trying to bring it in and wrap it up in 8.5 minutes.
51 weeks a year I pull this off. I give it one time. You see what happens?
Go for it, Rich.
You got this.
Let's talk about Mavericks.
Okay. Mavericks?
Mavericks.
Would you consider that an economy car?
I would in 1970. They were only $19.99.
Cheap.
But fuel mileage-wise.
Wouldn't you consider an economy car having at least a four-cylinder? You couldn't get a four-cylinder Maverick.
Well, no, but that's because it was 1970. Most cars didn't have four-cylinders at the time.
How about your...
Novas had them in the 60s.
Yes, Novas did have them in the 60s.
Put your four foot
Pintos
slamming,
had them.
Put your foot slam in your mouth.
What's your point?
Four I'm Pintos just, had four cylinders.
Pintos had four cylinders.
That's right.
Why didn't the Maverick ever come with a four cylinder?
Because they're cool.
Yeah.
Oh.
Mavericks are cool.
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
I like it. Kind of.
It's like a Mustang nerd.
It's like a Mustang when you can't really afford a Mustang.
I remember a guy in high Mustang school had one. He had a Maverick Grabber.
A Grabber. Now, see, that's a little different.
Yep.
That's a little different. That's like the yellow belt in karate. You know, a Maverick Grabber.
Yeah. That's why I was surprised. You know,
you ain't gonna beat nobody.
Yeah. I can't kick but your you ass, look like but I'll
you,
make you mad.
But you look like you kind of know what you're doing. That's you know right. what I mean?
In the springtime, in this past spring, up at Charlotte Motor Speedway and the Good Guy Show, a Maverick won both awards. That was really? Kind of amazing. Yes, it is a very beautiful Maverick, though.
It is. It's, I mean,
it's a beautiful Maverick. It ain't like none of your well, normal Mavericks.
The only I've only rode one Maverick in my life. My buddy had a Grabber. Maverick, and it was blue, Grabber blue.
Someone with a hole in the floor.
Exactly. So when it rained, it leaked water so bad around the back glass. We were riding down the road, and it was pouring down rain. Water was standing in the floorboard of this thing. So we're riding down 85. I'm probably 17. 85. There's a drill laying in the seat. I start drilling holes in the floorboard to let water out. Going down the road, there's a bit in it. I'm just like, I didn't even say anything. I'm just drilling. I'm sitting in the back seat drilling holes.
What was this?
It was in a Maverick.
When?
I was probably 17, so 23 years ago.
They had cordless drills back then.
Yes, they had cordless drills.
Oh, matter of fact, Black and Decker.
I remember it was a blue bitch top, like a Kmart cordless drill. I'm over here in the back. And the floorboard's a little rusty,
too. Had
it go
one more time.
Well, I hit the carpet. Got tangled up.
So what's your next economy car, Richard?
Yeah.
Whoa, I don't know, man. I feel like we're a little late in the show to be going here.
Give us a
well, we got if a Maverick.
Could, if you could have one from the past.
Pinto.
Today, what would you could, have? If you could have one from the past.
Richard's the Bobcat, man.
Well, I mean, over a Pinto, man. I'm classy, but Shelby GLHS, which is an Omni with a big turbo on it.
I got you.
Yeah.
Is a turbo considered economy?
Exactly.
Yes.
But now, like,
no, I'm talking about full out nerd economy.
But look at the EcoBoost Mustangs, which is wrong on so many levels. I understand because like those are the super cool thing. But when the SVOs came out,
they hated them.
Yeah, everybody hated
them. If you think about this, we have not mentioned this, but in 1974, the Mustang went economy.
It did go economy. It was a subcompact.
And you could get it with any motor, 4, 6, or 8.
74, you could not get a V8. 75, they brought the 302 back out.
If you didn't know everything, you wouldn't be here.
That's why we like you, Professor.
Well aware of that.
But that's the thing. I mean, this guy, he's like that. But
so they did not have a V8 option.
How much horsepower did the 75 302 have?
I want to say 139.
That's insane. 139. First, he knows it.
If second, I could read, I'd have to be as smart as him.
I'm telling you, you could be right there with
him. I bet he's reading right now. Look at him.
That boy's always either reading that
or I'm fact-checking myself.
He is the fastest one-arm Googler I've ever seen.
Googler you'll ever meet.
I don't know how to take that.
That's a compliment.
He's a fastest. Because
you'll get there quicker with me with two fingers than you.
He's the fastest Googler in Greenville.
That's
Greenville.
Right.
But, so... You know, okay, so it was an economy car.
Yep.
Well, it went back to its roots is what it did. Mustangs had gotten huge by that time.
Well, the 73s were monsters.
I love them.
Oh, yeah.
But
you know,
big.
It's kind of like, you remember,
I
like.
Think you're the only one.
Remember
I
the original?
130.
130. Remember the original Gone in 60 Seconds? So the first, the yellow, not the Chip Foose.
Yeah.
No.
The original.
Totally fake Eleanor, but the real Eleanor, the yellow, whatever. What was Eleanor? 73 Mustang.
The real one?
Yeah.
It was a 71 to 73 Mach 1. I think it was a 73.
Yeah. But anyway, it was the last of the real Mustangs.
Yep.
You know why I hit every damn thing with it? Because it's so damn big. Hell's a Lincoln. It's all it is.
The hood is like 4 miles long.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
That and that car shot a hubcap off every time he made a turn. And at the end of the movie, it still had all four hubcaps on it.
Yep.
That thing spit hubcaps out like bullets out of a machine gun. And it still had all of them. But, so... I tell you, an economy car that I love and is near and dear to my heart, and it's a Ford, the Escort.
I do really? Like Escort.
Really?
Why?
1.9, you can't kill it.
Do you remember the ones that Chuck
I like the Taurus.
The 302 and the 79 Mustang had 139 horsepower. Apparently, it went up 9.
I actually like the, of course, me. I like the SVO Taurus. It ain't really necessarily.
SHO.
I mean.
Yeah. But that's not a comedy car.
What is that one?
No, it could be Ford. It's a family
Richard.
Car.
Yeah.
What was that Ford that the window only rolled up so far and it had that much gap at the top? It was a Ford.
You remember? It almost looked like it actually looked a lot like.
It had a two-piece windows in yes. the driver and the doors.
Yes, it looked a lot
was
like the DeLorean.
The Ford
kinda.
DeLorean?
No.
No, it kind of looked like a DeLorean.
Pedro?
I cannot believe it.
I have seen one.
Yep.
I've seen several of them.
It kind of reminds you of a. Not the.
Man, you're not.
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't.
Just wait a minute. I'm going to Google it.
No one does. How the hell's Google going to know from that?
What's that weird looking Ford with the two-piece windows?
But I tell you another economy.
EXP didn't have two-piece windows.
No, I'm saying it looked like an EXP. You just wait a minute. I'm going to Google it.
I will find it.
The EXP, I'm surprised that you know what that, like anyone knows what that is.
Escort EXP. This, you know what I know about the EXP? There was a guy in the eighth grade that was driving. That's a joke in itself, but he drove an EXP, and I thought that was the coolest Escort ever.
Do you know what the Mercury version of it was called?
What was it?
LN7.
Really?
LN?
LN. LN7.
Okay. Hmm. I didn't know
that. It was a 90s car. It was made in the 90s.
Yep.
You talking about the Subaru?
No.
Yeah,
no,
Subaru
was
SVX
no.
was
a Ford.
I'm telling you.
No, I don't think it was made it to the 90s.
How about another comment? The Probe.
It was one of the first ones with the molded headlights.
I'm telling you, boys.
I know the car
Tempo?
You're talking about.
Hmm? Tempo?
Not the Tempo.
Nope.
Not the Tempo. Well, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something, guys. We have just about talked economy cars out. You Google yourselves, we're out of time.
I know, but I will find it.
Well, when you find it, we'll talk about it some other time, not on the air.
Oh, I know.
All right. Guys.
I bet you they got one in belt.
Guys, I want to thank you all for playing along. You've been listening to Hot Rods and Happy Hour right here on 106.3 WORD.